and mobile.
4LAO mobile.
LAO, this is K8AJN with a new call sign. How are you?
Kilo 8, Alpha Juliet, November.
Kilo 8, Hotel Alpha, November.
Hotel Alpha, Juliet, November.
No, Juliet, and it's Brian, yeah, your former call sign brother.
You were formerly LAP, is that right?
Yeah, and it's K-8-H-H-A-N, the first three letters of my name, H-A-N.
So how long did it take you to get that?
I put in for it a day or two after they issued my license, and it took the full 18 days that they said it would take. I don't know, it seemed like they were just sitting on until the last day to me.
I've thought about it, I just haven't figured out what I want to, you know, what kind of call sign I'd like to have.
I personalize it, I don't even know why, but I kind of like it.
Used to the LAO suffix now, it took me a while to keep from getting tongue-tied with that.
You don't want to change. Well, how you doing today?
Pretty good, Brian. I'm, you know, over here in Traveler's Rest. I'm headed over to a church to go to a meeting, but it's gotten to be a pretty dreary afternoon over here.
Yeah, I guess it has to rain once in a while. At least it's not cold, you know, so I can live with this. It's just watering the plants.
Well, maybe we'll have a light winter this year and we can move on to a good spring.
Ideal snowfall on Saturday night. It started coming down around 7:30 here in Midtown Greenville. I think we got maybe 3 inches, and then by noon the next day it was gone. That's the perfect way to have it.
Did you have to be listening to on frequency earlier today?
No, I just got in the car from work, so I don't know what happened after this afternoon.
It seemed like earlier this afternoon there was a gentleman who checked in from the UK via Echolink and was chatting with one of our local folks.
Is he getting any weather there? Is he talking about snow, or is he just listening to what we got? But that Echolink's kind of cool.
For it, I just haven't used it much, so I've got a lot to learn about it.
I've got the app on my cell phone, and I called in. I've tried different repeaters around the country, and even in some other countries, never get any contacts except on this repeater. This is the only one I've ever been able to check in and find somebody on.
For ID. Yeah, there was a guy here yesterday from northern Nevada, and I think he was at an elevation of 6,500 feet with higher mountains and terrain around him, but he came in on Echolink yesterday, and I'm not sure what convinced him to come to our repeater here, but he was talking with one of the local guys here yesterday, and sounded really clear.
I'm going to have to keep trying it, see if I can get contacts just around the country that way. Hey, have you looked into HF radios at all? I was kind of surfing at lunchtime today looking to see what's out there. They're so expensive, and I have no idea what to buy.
Well, I talked to Rusty this morning. Let me see if I can remember his call sign, WU2T. He was a big help to me this morning, and I'd been looking at an ICOM 7300, but I think I may be in the market for an ICOM 718, which is pretty much, it doesn't have the waterfall display, and it's all manual buttons, but he said that's a great entry HF set for guys to learn on and then maybe move up to something a little bit later. But the big deal is it's a lot less cost.
ICOM 718 is what you said?
Yeah, roger that. And give me a second here. I want to say the website is mtcradio.com, and if somebody else is listening and could correct me on that if I don't have it right, they're out of Paris, Texas. The guy has pretty good deals on radios, and even does refurbished radios. I guess he gets them from ICOM.
WU2T. And I'm not sure who else you're talking to. I just turned the radio up. But, yeah, that's MTC.com, main trading company, MTC.com. And did you get a chance to look on their website today?
I sure did. I poked around. I didn't see anything. I mean, his price for the 718 new in the box was like $5.99 with $25 off and then free shipping, which is not bad. I did go to the ARRL website and look at, I ordered some books there on antennas.
All right. I think you got yourself ready to go. And like I said, that's a good radio. And I don't know who the other station is. Go ahead and pick it up. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Over.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. It's Kilo 8 HAM. Got a new vanity call sign. Trying to get used to it. I'm Brian. I talked to you the other day under the call sign Kilo, I don't even remember now, Kilo Alpha 6 LAP.
Okay, Brian. Yeah, I do remember talking to you now. Yep. Yeah, Jim and I had a nice long conversation. I was talking to him this morning. He called me about breakfast time, so I was late getting up and moving. But anyway, yeah, that radio I was talking about, that's a good entry-level radio. You know, it'll even hook to your computer. You can use with the interface, it'll hook to your computer, and you can do a lot of the digital modes with it, too. In fact, I've got one of the digital things for use with it over here at my place that I've got for sale. And also, anyway, but I just heard y'all talking. I just want to say hi. Let me get back to over here. I'm playing with QSL cards, trying to get my logger to get them all logged like I want them. Talk to you later. Good to talk to you, Jim. And like I said, anytime, give me a holler. Back to you, W2T. Go back. Go ahead, Jim.
Thanks again, Rusty, and I'll definitely give you a call there when I get more info, but I'm looking forward to reading some of that stuff on antennas, and Brian, we were talking about being able to use rig up HF antennas in limited space.
Well, that's what I've been wondering about, too, is I've seen pictures of people wrapping wires around their attic, and then I've seen huge towers in people's backyards, and really have no idea, you know, what to pair with a HF radio. I mean, I'd like to be able to get on the radio and bounce a signal and talk to somebody in India or something like that. That's my dream, but I don't know if that takes more than I'm willing to spend or what.
And Rusty had some great ideas, and we were chatting about an inverted L that might work for the area that I've got to work with this morning. It's an N-10 antenna, but that might work out pretty good for me, so I don't know. We'll see. But I definitely went online and ordered some books for antennas. They said small antennas for small places is one of them that I looked at today.
Opened up a whole new world here by getting these ham licenses. I think it's we're both learning, and we both have a long way to go. But I think we'll both grow and learn, and pretty soon we'll be talking to people like Rusty.
You know, these guys have been in ham for a long, long time, and there's a lot to learn there, which is kind of the point. You're in a hobby where you're not going to learn everything in a day. You're going to have to spend a lot of time, and that's part of the journey, I think.
Yeah, I like the price of the radio that you said it was under $600, which is great. And everything I've been looking at is, you know, they're saying $1,000 will get you started, and then you might want to upgrade to one that's 2 or 10 times that at some point. There's no way I'm spending that kind of money on a radio.
So the price of a 718 plus an antenna tuner plus a dipole of some type. You know, for under $1,000, you'd be getting a chance to get out there and do some long distance DX.
Get home, check out that website, check out the radio. It'll still be a little while till I get it in. I don't even know when I'm going to be taking my test. I got to study for that too, so I'm probably at least a month or two away from even getting the general license.
Not hard. It was just a continuation. I used a combination of hamradioprep.com and then. There's a guy that's got some of those just study the correct answer kind of thing. He does all the explanation of the principles up front, but then you're just reading his book for the correct answers in the back of the book there, and it'll, you know, I didn't really find it that much more difficult than the technical.
Maybe I just should have taken them both at once. It never even really occurred to me. I just looked to see what I needed to get started and took the technician test. I guess I probably should have done it all.
It's a little bit more involved in the math, but that's not really that hard, and they're not really testing for all that much. I mean, you can miss 9 questions, I think, and still pass the test, but it doesn't hurt. There's no penalty for trying.
Even with the technician test, I was thinking, you know, I don't have a calculator that's not programmable and not this and all these other restrictions they had. So I just went in, and there was only, I think, 3 or 4 possible questions where any math would be required, and it dealt with gains and decibels and that kind of stuff. And I just, frankly, I just memorized the answers, and if they came up on the test, I knew which answer to pick.
With the general, although I did feel like I learned a lot, and much more to go. But at this point, I feel like I could be in a place where I got a lot to learn, practical, hands-on wise, and that's where we depend on the Elmers, like Rusty and some of the other guys that are a lot more experienced have been in this a lot longer than we have.
Yeah, I mean, do you have an electrical background? Personally, I'm a mechanical engineer. I took a few electrical engineering classes in college, and, you know, I did some stuff in the Navy where I did some electrical knowledge, but I haven't ever really used it practically. This is the first time I'm doing that.
I was in the Air Force and flew for flew heavy jets, so I had a chance to use HF radio for air traffic control and oceanic position reporting, and then also for the military HF phone patches. So I do have some experience and background in that area, but a lot of the principles that go behind all that stuff I had no idea about.
Some of it is just dusting off the cobwebs. This is K8HAN for identification.
Go for ID.
I'm about to pull into the driveway. Good talking to you, and it's fun to get a chance to use my new call sign.
Okay, we'll talk to you a little bit more later, and I'll have to get in touch with you personally, maybe give you a phone call or something. We can do that later, and I'll share what I've heard from Rusty.
Sounds good. K-H-A-N, I'm out.
To you, Brian, KO4LAO clear.
KOS Mobile, you don't have to say for ID. Your call sign is your ID.
K-H-A-N, yes, sir. Thank you.
Wes, is that Gary?
Yeah, that's me.
How are you this afternoon?
I am on the way to the restaurant to pick up supper tonight. The wife is not feeling well, and she doesn't feel like cooking, and I don't feel like cooking, so I'm going out to get something.
Well, very good. It's kind of a dreary afternoon, but a good time to go out and do that. Sorry to hear that your bride there is not feeling so well, but good job on the net last night.
I do appreciate that. I've been calling that net for, I don't know, about 14, 15, 16 years now. I've been a regular on Wednesday night for a long time. But it sure is glad to hear all the new people coming in.
You know, my son checked in on the net last night through EchoLink with you there at the beginning. Let's see, KE4IP, I think, was his call sign. And he's the one that had gotten me a radio a couple of years back, and I let it sit in the box. It was just one of those small Balfongs, and didn't do anything with it. And he finally convinced me to go out and get my test out of the way so I could use it.
That is absolutely great. I remember Brian. He lives down in Marietta, Georgia, right?
Oh, yeah. He has got quite the rig down there. The back of his house looks like an antenna farm.
Oh, that's what hobbies are all about. Years ago I was in, into fishing, and I still love to fish. And I got my boat, my rod and reels, and all that stuff. And then I got into ham radio, and so now I've got 2 expensive hobbies.
HT with you out on the lake there.
Up in Maritime Mobile a couple of times. I don't have a rig in the boat. I just take an HT with me normally when I do that. But I'm normally pretty well local around here.
Pulling into the driveway where my meeting is, so I'm going to clear off here on your last, and Thanks for the guidance on the IT part, and we'll talk to you soon, Gary.
Joan here, and you know, there's a lot of people that say ID, you know, for ID, but I was told when I first got into the hobby, well, I've been associated with it for a long, long time. My father-in-law was a silent key now, but he wanted me to get into ham radio in 73, and I told him I didn't want anything to do with it. And 30 years later, I got my license, and when I got my extra class, he was very pleased with that, and I got a couple of his radios when he passed away. So it's all good, it's all fun, and we have a good neighborhood around here. But, you know, you don't have to say for ID if you don't want to. If you want to, that's fine. I was just being a little sarcastic. Y'all have yourself a good evening, and you take care. Enjoy your meeting, and I'll talk to you later. KI4DOS Mobile.
Y'all clear.